information about an account holder using a forged passport. Police arrested him and believe he is connected to cases all across Sonoma and Marin counties and believe he has an accomplice. Investigators are now working to contact other people possibly affected by Buckler. Got dinner plans tonight? How about fresh Dungeness crab now that the season is finally on? After losing the salmon season, having a shortened season last year, this year starting 2 months late, and only being able to use 50% of their traps, commercial crabbers are hoping you are hungry. And right on cue, bad weather this weekend may put a dent in the new season. Congress has sent President Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. About half of Republicans joined with Democrats in passing the third stopgap spending measure in recent months. The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work out their differences over full-year spending bills. In sports, this weekend's NFL schedule has the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow at 1:30, followed by the Niners hosting the Packers at 5:15. Tampa Bay takes on Detroit on Sunday, and then Kansas City at a very cold Buffalo. And your forecast, rain moving in, heaviest this afternoon and tonight, along with some very gusty wind. Highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain will taper off and end. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, on-again-off-again showers with 50s. Heavy rain returns Saturday night through Monday, and we're expecting 2 to 5 inches out of that storm. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz, and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom decor. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
We use Stan and Cabinets 101 for a new cabinet in our kitchen, and he perfectly matched the cabinets that were already there. Now we're remodeling our bathrooms, and Stan provided us with the cabinets, counters, and sinks. One counter wasn't exactly right, and Stan's immediate response was, "Bring it in, and I'll give you what you want. No questions asked." We could not be more satisfied with the customer service and the products from Cabinets 101.
Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park or online at cabinets101.net.
What's the best way to take care of our customers? Hi, I'm John Gorman with Save Energy Company. We believe the best way is to first take care of our team members. That's why we provide medical insurance, paid sick and vacation days, and a retirement plan. All of our installers are Save Energy employees. They're fully bonded and insured with $1 million liability policy. Taking such good care of our team members means they can better focus on you, our customer. This is just one more reason to choose Save Energy Company for your new windows and doors. For more, visit SaveEnergyCo.com.
A good way to enjoy the first half of your weekend is to start it off on the right foot. Tomorrow morning at 6:30, Michelle Marquis, our public affairs director here at Jazzy, offers you Sonoma County Focus. That's our public affairs program where she interviews people making a big difference in Sonoma County in many different ways. For example, we celebrate the Year of the Dragon next Saturday at the Museum of Sonoma County. Their free celebration includes lion and tiger dancers from the Redwood Empire Chinese Association, some martial arts demonstrations, and traditional Chinese songs. If you're interested in the details of what's happening next weekend, well, tune in tomorrow. Sonoma County Focus with your host, Michelle Marquis, on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY. Here's Peggy Lee.
I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. They got some swinging little fellas there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna pack my clothes, leave at the crack of dawn. I'm gonna pack my clothes, leave at the crack of dawn. And everybody will be sleeping, and they won't know I'm gone.
take a train, might take a plane. If I have to walk, I'm going just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some swinging little fellas and I'm going to get me
heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I'll always remember that moon glow gave me you. That moon glow gave me you.
Making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life. Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Things to do with our weekend. We've got some ideas for you. KJZY.com. Click on events. So there's a concerto showcase recital tonight in Sebastopol at Sebastopol Center for the Arts. If you want to see the future of great music here in Sonoma County, the young musicians from the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra are performing a benefit for SRS Music Education. If you want details on this or anything else going on in Sonoma County, visit our website, KJZY.com. Click on events. The greatest songs of all time continue right now with Engelbert Humperdinck on Jazzy 93.7.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando, quando we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, quando, quando you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems
can wait a moment more. Tell me cuando, cuando, cuando. Say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. The time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Jazzy 93.7 KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. And Nat King Cole with Smile. We also heard Stan Getz with us, Trude Gilberto and the Girl from Ipanema. Troy Duran here. Hope everything is good in your world as we make our way toward the weekend. Henry Mancini and Stevie Wonder with Take Six on Moon River on Jazzy.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. I hear the sound good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's that bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe. When my faith in my fellow man all but falls apart, I have but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you.
Sebastopol
93.7 Jazzy.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 19th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. One of the animal activists in the 2018 protest at a Petaluma poultry farm had her case dismissed on Thursday. The judge ruled that Almira Tanner had satisfied the terms of a plea deal that included 100 hours of community service, restitution, and staying away from Sunrise Farms, where the protest occurred. Two other defendants are still set to appear in court today. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project say Scott Peterson's constitutional rights may have been violated during his initial trial for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and that his case needs a second look. He was convicted in 2004 of one count of first-degree murder for her death and one count of second-degree murder for the death of their unborn child. But all the while, Peterson maintained someone else was responsible. The process could take months or years to complete. Peterson is serving a life sentence in prison without the possibility